All right. We're back in open session. No action will be taken on the personnel discussion. Commissioner Noble, you had
one more thing.
Another thing that you remembered.
I stopped in. Remember our conversation, Joel, about the rocks? We wanted to stay in conversation with the rocks, but release the contractor. You and I talked on this phone. So I stopped in with the attorney's office and talked to Matt. He emailed. I'd have to look at my email, the name of the guy in charge of the FLAP grants and the funding. About that, was excited to hear that we're willing to move forward and agreed to come up here and meet with us on a personal level and look at the project and go over it all, see our concerns.
Okay. So do we
need to... The date has not been set.
Okay, we just need to set a time and a date.
I think it's going to vary on him.
Okay.
He's going to fly in.
Is he going to give us some options?
I'll touch base with Matt and see.
Okay.
Our options with the free use permit, it's still in effect, am I correct? If Butch needs...
For the BLM.
For the BLM section.
For the BLM.
For the BLM section. If we need rocks for flood, we can go get some of those rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Chairman,
go ahead.
That reminds me, I did talk to the forest supervisor a few days ago, Trish O'Connor.
Okay.
And since that time I think Andy and I received an email from Rob like maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
Saying there are a couple of options for when she would be available to meet with us in Pinedale, and I've got to look at my email now again
to remember I need
to respond to that,
right?
Because we do need to have that follow up meeting.
Yeah.
So looking at my email, Micah Leiford, does that ring a bell?
Yep.
Am I saying that right?
Micah
Leiford?
He's the guy that replaced Dave Baldwin.
Anyhow, he's going to absolutely, his email says, absolutely would like to make a visit, have the face-to-face review and resolve the project. I greatly appreciate everybody's understanding and the importance of closeout and the risks are carrying by finalizing the contract.
So he is going to contact us with
another
some dates?
Another trip to Wyoming potentially in mid-June. If it is okay with you, I will provide dates.
Okay.
There's where that
is. So if we can get him at our next meeting.
Depending on the dates he shoots out to us, I guess.
I will try and get with Matt and let him follow up on them.
Okay.
So, Mary, I have a question on a voucher. What is True North Steel?
What is what?
This one. Pile of money.
The bridge. Looks like you've got culverts.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Culverts and bands.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That helps me. I'm really done with old business now.
Yeah, okay.
Promise?
Yeah, well, we'll
see. I got
see.
$5 on it.
Yeah, okay. I'll cover you.
That was the only one I really wanted to remember.
Are you going to officially ask us if we want to comment now? Or are we just going to vote in?
Do you have something to say to us today?
Oh,
okay.
Why are we here?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. If anybody else has anything for us at this time, this is a good time. J. Do you have anything, Wendy?
Yeah, it would be the pest again.
What's that?
I said it would be me, the pest again.
Okay.
I wouldn't look at it.
You're fine. Come on in.
I just wanted to let you know that the board has approved to pay for Mark Cross to come in. And hopefully, I don't know, facilitate or consult or whatever the term may be, but try to get us kind of back together on the same page. So I've contacted him, and I'm waiting to hear back from him.
Okay.
So, when did they do that? When did they approve that?
At the last
that?
Meeting.
Which would have been the meeting?
17th or the...
I'm not talking, is that a regular meeting, special meeting?
No, regular meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for that information and keep us posted.
But you haven't heard anything from Mr. Cross?
Well, I was slow in getting it out to him, just like, last night and this morning. So okay.
That's pretty good, jury.
You guys are willing to... I think since we got the affiliation agreement semi-released, you can't just release the copy, I guess, but, maybe he can get a look at it and he can give us some ideas whether it is a good or bad thing.
So, Wendy, catch me up on this, if you will, because the last correspondence from Mark Cross to you indicated his response to your request in that the district had chosen their path, and he respected that right, recognizing that there was this potential agreement with St. John's and with Melinda as administrator. So have you had any communication with him since then?
No.
And was the motion to connect with Mr. Cross made at the same meeting that you read this letter?
Mm-mm. It was the next one, I believe. It was the next meeting. I know, I have to look back and think. I don't know for sure. However, the quandary we're in is, we want to work with, some of us want to work with you guys, but if we don't, then we're looking at a huge expenditure because we're not going to be, two of us on the board aren't going to be able to convince the rest of the board to not go ahead with this big standalone project. And so what we're trying to do is get Mark in here to either say, yes, the agreement is okay, or no, it's not, and then go forward from there and work with you guys. But we can't work with you guys if we don't get Mark across it.
But what agreement are you referencing to when you said...
The affiliation agreement with St. John's.
With St. John's.
Okay.
And that's been semi-released.
Why don't you keep us posted on what you hear from Mr.
Yeah,
Cross?
I sure
and
will.
And we'll just go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. That'll be good.
So
thank
that's
you.
Where we're at.
Okay.
But it's just we can't work with you guys without Mark Cross and the agreement. Or without the agreement. We don't know if the agreement is going to be good or bad. It's, we don't see what Mark
right,
Cross says.
Right. So he might be able to help clarify that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Just keep us posted what you hear from him, and then we'll just kind of play it by ear. But we appreciate you keeping us up to date on what's going on. Thank you.
And all your efforts.
I appreciate it. We appreciate all your efforts. We do. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah, would you let me know if and when you hear from Mark?
I sure will.
Because I'd like to talk to him as well. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say pat on the back, appreciate your efforts and what you're doing as you try to work through this.
Well, and we desperately need him. He's basically the answer.
He's a person who has the information.
Yeah.
He's a smart fellow.
So, anyway, that's where we're at.
Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate that. All right. And if nobody else has anything else, we're going to stamp our last voucher.
There's nobody else. We have others.
Okay, go ahead.
Basically, once again, encouraging you guys to work with the rural health care. We have rural health care on one side. We have commissioners on the other side. And Sullivan County is being lost in the middle.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rural health care, those guys are volunteers. They've worked really hard to get where they're at. And it doesn't seem like, as paid commissioners, you guys have spent a lot of time finding out solid solutions. And I know there's...
Excuse me, I didn't hear that last part, okay? It seems like we have or have not?
I don't know how much has been spent on solid solutions. They haven't seemed to have come to the, out into the open to the public with a solution that says this is a really viable option. An option that's going to work, not a Band-Aid or a duct tape or something. Because it's if we don't have some way to keep our community with healthcare, we're going to be
I'd like to speak to that just a minute.
Go ahead.
You know, in January when we first took office, we made it a priority on our part to address this problem. And to that extent, the board agreed to hire Mark Cross as a facilitator. Mm-hmm. After which we had a four-hour meeting on Saturday in which all parties agreed to the route that we would take towards a solution. And that was to obtain financial copies of their reports and to obtain an RFP. In the course of that trying to obtain the RFP, we discovered through information provided to us by Blue Room Architect from the Rural Healthcare District's contract that before we could get an RFP, we needed an engineering assessment. That's what halted our next work session because we were to have a work session to discuss after we had an RFP.
Okay.
So we met on April 12th to discuss the engineering assessment. I'm sure you were there. And in the course of that, we were asked to make a decision at that point in time. What do we, the commissioners, will we give them permission to proceed with the remodeling or give them the buildings? We never did finish our work session nor the agreement to that work session, which was to get the RFP. So I take somewhat issue in terms of what you're saying that we haven't tried to move forward with solutions. I think we have. Have we gotten there? No, we haven't. I'm encouraged to see that perhaps Mark Cross will come back in this so he can mediate, facilitate moving forward with those solutions. But I do think that this board, this new board, has taken that under consideration and tried to work towards solutions. Whether you think the solution towards a freestanding emergency center is viable or not, it was something that was thrown up there as an opportunity for them to increase recapture or reimbursement from CMS. So I'm sorry, that's my response.
Thank you.
And that's fine. And I'm not saying you guys aren't working. But we haven't really come together on this, and it's time sensitive. It can't be something that we continue putting down the road. And bringing in, and granted, we bring in Mark Cross, but this should have been dealt with 3 years ago. It's just, we're kicking the bottle down the road, and we need to have a solution. And if Mark comes in and you guys are willing to work, that's great. We just need to have people the two boards come together, whether it's one or two of you guys that come together with Mark and you figure out, do some details, but it needs to happen. Because we can't continue kicking it down, because as a citizen that sits here in Summit County, and I grew up here, I don't need a hospital to live, but we do have to have a hospital to continue. We're talking economic development. What better way than to have a hospital that says, bring in people that would come in here and live here and retire?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I have one other comment that's not has to do with the rural health care.
Okay, let's go with
one question that I guess somebody in the rural health care district needs to inquire about is what impact is the president's current budget that calls for an $860 billion cut in Medicare? What impact is that going to have on these kinds of situations? Are we going to build a clinic and then no money to come into it anyway? We need some discussion, or hopefully get some understand what that means. My other question is, at what point is the healthcare district going to release this affiliation agreement to us and to the media?
So to you, I'd like to know what's in it. The county commissioners board.
To the public.
To the public.
To the public.
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
I don't know how.
Go ahead.
To the public.
Just as an FYI, I sort of busted my hump for about the last 2 weeks trying to get that. And so they decided last week at a Tuesday special meeting to read it but not release it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so last Wednesday, a couple of board members came in and read it to me start to finish, and sort of I can certainly send you what I wrote. I did a recap on it in Friday's paper, that's sort of buried inside of today's as well. But I do believe that it is the affiliation agreement, probably some differences in formatting and such, but we at least have a red version of the affiliation agreement.
Okay.
So
thank you.
I can certainly pass that to you all if you'd like to take a look at what I transcribed based on the reading.
I think if I want to read it, I would like to read the agreement. Gentlemen, if you'd like a copy of it, I'm sure he'd be happy to send it to you.
I've seen a copy of it from the web. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. You had another.
I had one other comment, and it has to do with budget hearings. And I don't realize we're in a workshop, but if I want to come in and see what's going on, I have no way of knowing other than sitting here. And I don't have time to set her the rest of the week to see what's coming up as far as coming up for the budget. So is there a schedule of some kind out there?
You know, we really don't have, when we show up that morning, there it is for us. We don't even know who's coming in. But if you're interested in a certain group, my suggestion would be to call either the board head of that group or something
so
like that.
So the board head would know.
Ask them. Yeah, they'll know.
When do they know?
They knew probably what?
Last week.
Last week?
Yeah. So there is a schedule somewhere then.
I have a schedule, okay. These are workshops. So we are doing all kinds of things. Things that are not on the schedule as well as things that are on the schedule. We make appointments for these people to show up. Yesterday we ran an hour and a half behind all day long.
Yeah.
So
but
that's
at least,
the schedule.
At least we would have a heads up on which ones were coming up for the board.
They're going to be posted every day outside the meeting room. We meet in Marbleton tomorrow, so you're welcome to come at 9 o'clock.
Okay, and read it.
Yep.
And it can't be posted on the webpage at 9 o'clock?
Nope, it won't be posted on the webpage tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
What
it'll be posted at the meeting. It'll be posted at the meeting room.
Wendy?
Can I just respond to Joel's concern? Because it's mine as well. You know, what's going to happen with the Medicare and Medicaid benefits with the government changes? And I don't know. And that's why I think Mark Ross would be good to get in, because that might be something he can fill us in on it, and, you know, he'll know.
I don't believe he would have one. I mean,
okay. Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate that. Anything further?
Just a suggestion. It might be beneficial to direct that question to Senator Enzi, maybe. I don't know if he can answer it or not.
Okay.
But it'd kind of be nice to know what what that really means.
Yep.
Well, my prediction, it'll be a reduction.
That it can. Doesn't make sense to think of it any other way.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say something?
You bet.
Well, I'm encouraged by hearing you folks talk today, because I am losing sleep over the fact that I may not have health care in a year, maybe two at the most. Somebody's got to step up and lead this. And the Rural Healthcare Board, who is supposed to do it, in my opinion, won't and can't.
Thank you,
and
Maxine.
And we don't have any recall in this state, so we can't do anything about that. I wish Paul Hagenstein were 20 years younger. I mean, yes, younger.
So do all of us.
Right. But we need somebody of that caliber to step up and get you guys and those guys working together. I don't care if they insult you, if you're whatever. You've got to be adults and say, so thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. Appreciate that. Very
and
good.
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which has nothing to do with this. Did you guys pay Blue Room $30,000 for that piece of shit they made?
Yep. Yeah, the short answer is yes.
Yep.
I appreciate your assessment, though.
Thank you.
It's a learning curve, Maxine, and it's huge.
So, Maxine, we spent $80,000 this year thinking about this.
That doesn't count what the sublet center spent on the same situation.
Yeah.
That's why they were at their wits' end also.
I mean, everybody's just pounding their, and it's, and I know it's going to be frustrating to you guys, but it's also frustrating for us out here. And I'm not appreciating what you're
saying. Well, it's easy to have a frustration, but help us at least bring us an idea. I mean, everybody can stand here and pound on the table and tell us we're we're not doing it, we need to do it. Do what?
I do.
If you have an answer,
I do agree.
I think we'd all like to hear it.
I think we need one person that can actually come in here and say, this is what we need to do. We need to sit down. And if Mark Cross comes in and we can support him and say, this is what we've got to have a leader who says, whatever it is, we need to do this. And we need somebody who can actually bring the two groups together. And it may be that we pay for Mark Cross to come in here and ask.
That's what our intention was when we hired Mark as a facilitator.
And I do understand that, but it kind of seemed to have gotten lost somewhere. And, you know, granted, we're waiting for the Blue Room thing to come in, but in the meantime, could we not get together and say, you know, we're waiting for this assessment for the Blue Room, but can we at least come together and start putting some plans together to get it done? You know, we can't. I don't think we can wait for it to necessarily line up in perfect order. We need to start putting some of that out there, even though it's maybe not chronologically perfect, but we need to start planning to get that.
Mr. Crane,
yes,
the letter or the transcription of the agreement with St. John's, the date on that was what?
The date on that was May 3rd. Of the affiliation agreement.
Yes.
There was an original letter of intent that really just said we approve and vote to enter into, which was March 19th, which goes back to that Sunday special meeting they had. I inquired about why that date was on there, since that wasn't necessarily, that special meeting was to extend Melinda's contract. Why March 19th, which is now an infamous date? She said, oops, should have probably been April or May. In terms of that original document that was sent my way related to that May 3rd affiliation agreement. So, again, I sort of wrote an editorial today. For me, that's problematic in so much as that date was clearly before the April special meeting. This has been in the works for quite a while, it seems, clearly. And so, again, there's some sleight of hand that would appear in terms of cover story versus reality.
Thank you.
Yeah. And just to say, it was a public vote, and I voted against extending that contract. So, you know.
You did, and we know that.
We're very aware.
Yes.
Very aware.
Thank you. All right. We will adjourn for lunch. Be back here at 1:00.